Blog Talk Radio.
I can't hear.
Welcome, everyone, all the listeners. I get excited every time I'm about to let everyone know what has been going on in this past week and just how great this space is we call technology. Welcome. I am Juarez Jackson, host with co-host Tyro Queen on Taste of Technology, where we make technology really palatable for the everyday person. So while I cannot speak over here, Tyro Queen, you're in transit. You're out and about. Are you over there? You finally have you plugged into the Matrix? Okay, she's speaking in Morse code. So we will talk about what this means for me, and we'll eventually get here. Is that you? Are you chiming in? All right. Well, I'll talk about my week and how it's been revolutionized by trying something that we had talked about a while ago called Oculus. I am now officially smitten by the possibility of you living inside a video game somehow. This is such a revolutionary kind of moving away from video games to where I'm seeing people will actually live inside. You think people are playing video games now? I was at a session where I was able to see Oculus, and I was actually flying. For those who don't know what Oculus is, it's an instrument that you put on your head. It's more than I could compare it to nighttime vision goggles. It would look like nighttime vision goggles, where when you put them on, you'd basically block out your surroundings. And inside of it, when you look, you're into a 3D world. And I was able to fly a fighter jet and just feel how it was. I mean, it was so realistic. I was actually reaching out like I was actually flying. I mean, if y'all do not understand where technology is going, there's so many different applications. It's just crazy. So, hey, thanks for everybody for joining. And I'd like to also thank, speaking of thanks, Robin, who is, you know, one of the nicest people that I've never really met in person, but we have we've definitely had some time together as far as speaking together. And wow, I want to thank you for producing this show, and also just being very funny in the background. We've been really doing a wonder on these shows, and I think the buzz that's going on is a lot because of you. I also, Stephanie Thomas, who is the matriarch, help her to definitely get the accolades she deserves. Well, we're here. We're waiting for Kyle Queen to chime on in, or it's going to be a one-man show, and we're going to talk about some other things besides Oculus, but the technology that's going on right now is phenomenal. So right now we have a couple of guests that we had before in the past, and this show is really dedicated to think about where we've come from and a couple of the shows that were in the past that really had some good topics. So one of them we really talked about was the Oculus kind of environment where a lot of emotions and relationships and dynamics are actually changed because of online. You know, you have a lot of prolific dating online sites that have become a part of everyday people feeling that that's a habit. So those are the things that, you know, that you have to get used to. You have to know that those are the things you have to account for in this new system where you cannot keep your old paradigm and feel that you thought a certain way and it was going to exist because technology is causing things to change exponentially. So I'm here and I'm with my cousin, and she actually has a doctorate. She's a doctor in philosophy. So you know I get a chance to philosophize. I made that up, but that sounds good, so you keep on going. And when I was philosophizing with my cousin of philosophy, a doctorate, you know, we talked about a lot of good topics, but, you know, we talked about the basis of how, you know, really people are changing because of how we interact and how technology has made us different as interacting with each other. So, Tyro, I think you're somewhere in Dunwoody that's safe, hopefully.
I am. Can you hear me, finally?
I can hear you. They're not looting there, are they? You sound like you're probably checking in from a CNN spot. Like that. What is that, Delta? Are you safe?
For some reason, I can't do on location the way you do it. You just do on location so well.
I'm just, you know, it's like you're on location. I'm here. I need to tell everyone where I was at. But, yeah, it's, you know, you got to, I'll tell y'all what I did. One time, I was in Katrina. And I think I have said this story before. I was in Katrina, and I was interviewing people.
Yeah, you did.
Right after. And, you know, you engage as far as you try and do what you could do. But you want to remember that you want to help people tell their story, though. You know what I mean? I was just talking to my cousin about what I mean. But anyway, you want to help people engage what they have in front of them and what the real story is about what they're, you know. So I take that into everywhere I'm at. So I'm on this phone and I'm really into it, you know. I'm really on live, on location. And, you know, anytime we're on the set together, you know, it's a magical thing. So, right, but you need to watch out. Some of my gunshots in the background and Dunwoody. Okay, well, I'm here. If I didn't say, I'm actually here in Lithonia. So I'm in the Georgia Lithonia area. I'm here at my mother-in-law's house. I'm actually hanging up something in the closet as we speak. It's a ladder system, and after that, I'm going to do some other things. Like I've also changed some air filters and try and do some tiling. So, yep, you know.
Wow.
Good stuff. The good news.
I mean, you are like a jack of all trades. You do absolutely everything. It's so interesting.
But you know what? What I like to do also is what I did this Sunday, which is go to an event like Andrew Young event.
Oh, my God.
His birthday event.
That's right. I want to know all about it. So go ahead. I wanted to hear everything. So who's all there?
I could really expound on the show. It's like one of those events that you go to and you're like, oh, man, this is great, you know? I mean, what is it they're doing as far as giving back? And, I mean, practically, I hear people talking about with their foundations doing things, which I'm all about and I'm all for and I support, right? But what I don't hear enough of, but we've had some of that on the show, so I say we've heard a lot of it on this show, but out in mainstream media, we don't hear a lot of, like, the roots of how are you doing it. Like, we had Habisha on, who talked about, you know, actually bringing kids to Africa and actually, you know, building a garden in Georgia, you know what I mean, in a, you know, a lower economic area and being able to be successful with the kids down there, you know what I mean? We actually talk about practical things, you know, we've had.
Doing. Terrific job.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We've had, like, practical people on here who's doing their part. You know, they're not getting the CNN Hero Award, and that's, you know, that's the focus is keeping it on that. And I was so encouraged that, you know, they had a billionaire in there, a guy that was a billionaire that they honored. And he was just so humble. And when he came across as just, you know, someone who was just out for the people, and I just felt that, you know, when you are really going for the right thing and really have your heart in the right place, God will honor that. And your life will be honored. You have good things happen to you, you know. And it doesn't say that, you know, bad things don't happen to good people, because it does. But, you know, it's better to be, you know, having a great mentality and a great, you know, philosophy on life and a feeling. You know, that carries more than anything. So one of the big things I felt was that they were talking about world hunger, and that the real problem that, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King was looking to eradicate, one of them was our racism, you know, but a next big one that hasn't really been touched is poverty. In fact, in a couple, you know, last years with, you know, CEO salaries and such, you know, the poverty gap has gotten, you know, tremendously skewed, right? So, you know,
emphatically.
To me, when I heard about that, I mean, I've really always tried to, you know, do my part, what I feel is my part. You know what I mean? Like, we'd say every nickel make a muckle, every little bit counts, you know? But when I see it and I try and live it and I try and do my part, you know, you figure, like, how can I, you know what I'm saying? And I see these organizations that's out there and they're trying to do their part on a grander scale. And I just feel that, you know, this show matters, you know? And they said, Andy Young said he had a debate with his younger granddaughter who was saying Black Lives Matter. And he was saying, well, it's all lives matter, you know, that really you have to concentrate
all
on.
All lives, that's right.
All lives. Not because, you know, you might miss some people if you're just talking about Black Lives, but they'll get you, but it's better for you to, you know, it's how you say it. And the message can be the same, you know. So my message is, you know, technology's here and we got to work with it. Just like we got to work with this commercial break.
Are you getting ready to celebrate a special moment? Need a way to raise money for your organization? Or just simply love scented candles? Well, come stick your nose in our business to smell the best scent around town, and I'm sure your nose will be pleased. For more information, call 404-954-1206. Or visit igotsprinkles.com. I Got Sprinkles. Come put your nose in our business. Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, life, or homeowner insurance? Are you frustrated searching for the right coverage? Let Taylor Insurance Services help you with their easy quote rating system. Their great pricing and quality products are amongst the best. Give Taylor Insurance Services a call at 678-9- Start saving money today, or visit them at TaylorInsuranceServices.net. That's TaylorInsuranceServices.net. Taylor Insurance Services. Leave your liabilities in their hands.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Holy cow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it. Uphill battle. Why do I always have to, listen, I have to fight with the sound quality of all sorts of things, and it's like the universe of technology wants to fight with me just to prove a point. Guess what? I win. I am in the middle of Buckhead in Atlanta right now. I had to step outside because I'm like, it's so noisy. I like was battling with fire engine trucks and crying babies, and I'm like, wait a minute, move. So I'm actually outside in a parking lot at the moment. So listen, everybody, you know, thanks for coming back to Cairo Queens Taste of Technology. Today is supposed to be WXRP Radio Day. Now, I'm not sure WXRP Radio hosts are actually tuning in. They probably heard and were like, wait a minute, that's not Cairo Queen. So Juarez is the co-host, but this is actually Juarez season to do programming, and Juarez gave us a break this week. So,
you're right.
We're going to turn around and we're going to add all the WXRP hosts and see who's going to join in. Because I thought, you know, we should have like some kind of technology kind of meet up with the radio host and maybe do a call to action in technology. I had this great plan, but apparently I don't have anybody on the line. Support. So, listen. We're here, Juarez and I are here, and oh my God, it's enough stuff to talk about technology with the two of us, so we don't actually ever need a guest. So technology is moving forward every day, and we can always release something new.
So let me tell you what happened at the Andy Young event. So Ambassador Andy Young, when I looked through the list of people, it was pretty phenomenal. The young lady that created Selma was honored. So she was honored with an award. The young lady that is the CEO of Sam's Club. She was also, honored with an award. I actually, Rosalind, Roz, as my table was, referring to her as, very personable, very, very personable. You know, was came to my table and we were introduced and I shook her hand. And we had a nice little conversation. But just being in the presence of these people that were doing so much different things. But then you had, people like Bill Campbell, who, funny enough, at the table we had a discussion and somebody like, isn't that? And then they said, yeah, you know that mayor that went to jail in Atlanta. And instantly everybody at the table said, who, Bill Campbell? I was like, wow, you see how, even though you may have done some good, people remember you because of that one bad situation, so you definitely have to make sure that you're living your life upright. Or like my grandmother would say, if you can't be good, you better be careful. She didn't say you better, but, be careful. But, yeah, so it had just so many different things that I think eradicating poverty is really a worthy struggle. If people look at it, poor is really a function of a lot of other things. So we have so many different things to tackle. We shouldn't be really worrying about food, so people could concentrate on how we can, what if, aliens came from the stars? We got to defend ourselves or something. Work on something. Let's propel our technology. Let's do something. Right? Let's build a maglev train. Let's fly to the outer utmost of the sky. That's what humanity is all about, like going to, find out something and search, those kind of, those pursuits. And,
so, speaking of maglev train, I don't know if you've heard, but Elon Musk Hyperloop, which is something I've been covering for like 2 years now, Hyperloop from SpaceX, Elon Musk's little, you know, his spin on the maglev train is actually being tested in California now. So if I believe from what I was told, a solar city or SpaceX was actually supposed to be planted here in Atlanta. It was like one of the top five locations that was supposed to actually be on the space for, you know, a new SpaceX. But so Hyperloop, and just so you understand, Hyperloop is, and maglev trains ran on magnets. So instead of utilizing electricity, we're using magnetic energy, right? So, so really cool stuff. Hyperloop, that's Hyperloop. Hyperloop is his rendition on what we should do. So it's a tubing that's on magnetic or so maglev technology, and almost 100 people can sit per car, if I'm not mistaken. And this is actually going to be tested in California. I really wish they would have done it here in Atlanta, but you know, hey, something huge.
I know that Atlanta market, we get a lot of the good stuff, you know. So just like Google coming with their higher speed internet, you know, the 3G, the what is it, the 3G, I think they're calling it. And that's going to be, you know, tested in our market soon. So Atlanta does get a lot of the stuff when it used to be just New York and San Francisco.
Yeah, like the Google Fiber came here and went to the airport. I thought that was pretty.
Besides Google Fiber, they have a wireless that hasn't come as of yet, and that's going to come in conjunction with what people see with Clear. Like the people that have Clear is actually not going to be in existence anymore. You know, if you have Clear, you've gotten a notice that says basically you will not have Clear in the upcoming months. Like I think it's November they're set to cut off, and the same thing is going on. With in parallel, if you think, not the same exact thing, but if you think about it, for phones, like I'm caught up in both regards, because for phones, they're upgrading the network, so certain phones can't work. Like the old phones with a chip in it, they're not going to have those, right? So you have people with these old phones that are told, like, by a certain date, your phone's not going to not work. In fact, if my phone just cut off, just say that, you know, upgrade got me. I was a victim of technology on my own technology show. Because I'm actually liable for an upgrade right now. So same kind of situation there with, you know, technology playing a hand and you having to get an upgrade. With Clear, that's the Sprint network, and they're actually changing that around. And they're going to me, what we talked about earlier, we talked about a lot of accessibility, right? And that has to do with, you know, getting people access to prosperity and knowledge and wisdom is access to knowledge, and that comes with information. So first things first, yeah, if everyone now has wireless access, next thing is give them the tools. You know, every child with an iPad, every child with a tablet or a source of communication where they can, you know, do something educational and prosperous.
So am I online?
I hear you. I hope you're on the line.
I can hear it beeping. I was like, am I on or off? Yeah, I mean, Juarez, it's so great to have you as a co-host. When I tell you, like, all week I have spoken with people, and, you know, I have a great selling point as a tech socialite, but when I throw in the fact that I have a rocket scientist as a co-host, it is just, so you should just get the reaction. I'm like, my co-host is a rocket. He's a what? Really? I'm like, yeah, a real one. You know, and he's black. You know, like, yes, he's an African-American man of color. He is, absolutely. And that you contribute so much, you know, it's just so exciting. And with your contributions, you've actually added some great people like DeGratia Daniels, who I'm hoping can join me next week because you will be out of pocket for most of the show. And
So you got to get ready for that. But, you know, DeGratia is definitely a good friend of mine, and he's somebody that is no stranger to the show and is definitely – we'll pick up the mantle and run. We've done a lot of volunteering together. And that's the kind of people, that's the kind of heart that we need, people who are willing to step up, because it's a lot of work out there. You know, the work is plenty, but the laborers are few. So that's actually biblical, and I believe in that, you know, just trying to, you know, do our part, you know, and just letting the chips fall where they may. So that's what it's all about.
So I got some gossip, a little bit of gossip, after I asked you. Did you make any good connections while you were there?
Oh, man, you didn't hear me say a handshake to Roz. I mean, she is the CEO of Sam's Club. I'm like, I can't believe it. I saw the mayor again. You know, every time I see him, I saw him one time, and he was like, you know, it's good to see you. And I told him, it's good to be seen and not viewed. And every time I seen him after that, you know, it's our little thing. So he's like, what's up, Christine? Good to see you. And he hit me back with my own saying. So I'm like, yeah, you're the man. But I didn't get to see him. I saw T.I. on the stage when I was there, and a lot of people, they were just on the stage, and they were, you know, I had real superstars around me, though. So I was networking with my team, you know? So my team was there, and that was the most important thing, you know?
Andrew Young and T.I., that's me.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Andrew Young, I mean, because you know that, you know, from what I hear, T.I. is a great philanthropist as far as giving back what he can do. I know he's one of the artists that I know that does have people that he's already rocked with for a long time that still are up in his camp, you know? So, you know, big up to some of those people. Won't call any names because they may Twitter me or anyway. But so I saw a lot of people. So Andrew Young and his foundation were talking about one thing that I found very interesting. I know we were talking about how technology is into growing. He was talking about something called dillweed, and before people in Colorado get excited, it's actually dillweed is it actually can be like a protein, like a food. And it actually is like can be made into a biodiesel. So we're talking about actual fuel source. And it's actually, I mean, when I saw it on the screen, it looked like it was growing in a swamp. Like you could just, and they said any warm weather can grow this, you know. And I'm like, this is like, you know, I mean, if it does everything that you know that it says it does, that's a wonderful source. It looks like that can help, you know, communities to. You know, really do what's necessary. And right now we definitely need alternate sources of resources for gas and people who eat. Yeah, so.
So that's kind of, is that better than hydroponic farming or is that, you know,
well,
in between?
The hydroponic is just a certain kind, right? So hydroponic, you can have your different vegetables or whatever, what have you, and just grow it differently because there were a couple sources that I actually was looking at where you actually just plug them in and you're not using any dirt. You're just, you know, hydroponic literally like that. Because some of them they have where they have like pots that have water running through the pots, but they still have sand or some sort of soil in there. But I'm talking about, no, strictly hydroponic, like strictly water running through the system and you're giving it mineral in the water to make the plants grow. But that's just the system. But you know that's a good alternative to growing also when there's constraints in land.
Oh yeah. So just a couple of interesting things I thought you might want to know about America. Well, if you're tuned in, there is an issue that's kind of a two-sided issue. The president has been urged to reject mandatory backdoors. And these are threats on different websites that have high-level security. So things like Google, Cisco, people who actually have super securities in place to protect the back door of their online platforms, the government may possibly be able to get into those. These are legal people, you know, working with cyber teams, may actually have access to all their information by law if the president decides that this is going to be an okay thing. So you might want to check that out because that could be huge. Like, that could be a serious invasion of privacy. But at the same time, it's kind of a two-edged sword because...
Oh, man, I really wanted to hear that, too. I was so like, come on, no. Yeah, because all that kind of stuff is going on right now. It looks like we have lost Cairo, but we are definitely about that time where we're actually up to a break. So we're going to see what's going on with her phone. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
I'm not on.
Hello, America. It's me, Charmaine, the author of the book, The Bait to Get Your Mate. Are you tired of being alone? Are you tired of men not approaching you? and just tired of not choosing the right mate? Well, I'm here to help. Pick up my book, The Bait to Get Your Mate, and learn how to be a winner in love. Learn who you are in a relationship, how to choose the right mate, and how to get them to commit without saying a word. Go to thebaittogetyourmate.com and pick up your copy today and become a winner in love.
Are you frustrated at the thought of shopping? Is it time to change your style but you don't know where to start? Would you love to have someone shop for you and have you looking and feeling fabulous? Well, we have the solution for you, Love E Fashion. They handle everything from closet organization, styling, wardrobe, gift shopping, and so much more. Go to loveefashion.com or call them at 404-908-7997 and tell them WXRP sent you and receive 30 minutes of service free when you purchase any service. Love E Fashion, helping you look and feel fabulous.
Yeah. So we are back. This is Juarez Jackson, Taste of Technology with Kyra Queen as a co-host as we talk about technology and make it palatable for everyday folk. So, Kyra,
we have a chance to thank our sponsor. Did we do that?
You know I did already, but we can always give them more homage, which they deserve.
Okay. Homage. Thank you, Robin.
Homage.
Thank you, Robin. Okay, so listen, there's more stuff. There's like so much stuff going on in technology. I'm just like bugged out about it.
No, but it's going to cancel out the bill because the bill is what's out. We need all the Patriot Act stuff that they try and people need to understand how this affects them, you know, when they get jammed up and, you know, things be happening, you know what I'm talking about. They need to protect themselves.
Yeah, so FYI, just so you all know, on the events tip, we will have this summer, and this summer's end, we're going to have a few technology events that are coming from out of state here to Atlanta. And I can't actually reveal the great reveal, but we happen to be a part of those. You just don't know it yet. We are literally in. So, listen, PayPal, this is like really big news to me, I think.
Right.
And I'm going to get my spin on this, right? So, PayPal gets sued, and guess who the snitch was? eBay. So, just so you know, PayPal and eBay split up. And so now
yep.
PayPal is literally had judgment passed against them that they're going to have to pay $25 million to different people because of the bill me later PayPal credit, you know, that we had on PayPal. Now, I am a big advocate for PayPal. If you're listening, please support me. We have PayPal and actually had access to PayPal than I have with any company.
Oh, man, it looks like we have temporarily lost, but that is huge news for everyone with PayPal and who has an eBay account, because actually that affected me. I have to re-agree to new terms of agreement when I get in both of those, and definitely we look like, that they have, I think we have you back. You have to let everyone know what happened.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, it was kind of like...
Who's the stone? That's what we want to know. This is like the Bollywood of... this is the gossip of news of technology. Who's the stone?
FYI, you know, if you understand that PayPal and eBay were technically about to become a monopoly on a market of online sales, they were broken up. And it was by a gentleman named Carl Icahn who went in and initiated this big to break up the monopoly of what was going to be a monopoly of eBay and PayPal, and for everything through eBay through PayPal for eBay, and it was technically under the same tent, so they were really making all the money and selling the products too. So that was kind of weird. And companies, because there's like a little rift between them now. So eBay went and snitched to the SEC and says, hey, well, you know what? They're doing the bill me now, bill me later type platform, and they're not even telling people to add it to them. So people are in this space, and now, you know, bills going backwards and people losing money, well, thinking they're losing money, but they got like 6 months that bills haven't been paid. I actually was speaking to someone yesterday, and they literally have 12 clients who have not paid because they are 6 months in the rears. So I'm very sorry, but I love PayPal. Anyway, tune into that, especially if you have a PayPal or eBay account, and if you do any type of drop shipping or anything via eBay, you might want to check that out. Other news. So,
when you're rolling like this, too, I can't take it. You're on a roll, and then other news. People want to hear. Bring back Cairo.
Wait, did I drop off?
You did. All right. From other news, because you're back. Other news, we want to hear.
Wait, okay, so what part did what did you miss?
I just showed in other news, and that's it.
Okay, so check it out. Floyd Mayweather decided that he's going to start investing in businesses. This is he is going to do this, because if he does that, he will start a ricochet of what should
All right, so I don't think that anyone heard you. All we heard was Floyd Mayweather and doing something about businesses. So,
Robin, are you mute? Because I'm not touching the phone.
Yes, I think she's mute because your phone is going in and out. And I know Buckhead, they got a lot of, you got to watch out in that area. It's a risky area. They might have some drones overhead recording your conversation. I don't know. It looks like you're having some issues with your signal. You are coming in and coming out. But let's continue to go down the line of really what we talked about. Because I know one of our focus we said we wanted to make sure people got to hear about is the different people that we had on our show, and how we had just so many different conversations focused around technology. So once you look at how many different things really have to do with technology, it's not your everyday show where you're talking about it's only applicable in one field. Technology is something that everyone has to embrace, because no matter what company you work for, no matter what business you're in, what you really have to deal with technology, or it's going to be dealing with you. So it's better you deal with it. Yep.
Okay.
So,
can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Your voice sounds so lovely. It's coming through. What do you have to say?
It's you. It's me holding up against my face and it's beeping or whatever's happening. So I'm not touching the phone at all anymore. So we can continue on. We've had some fabulous guests, and you're absolutely right, Juarez. It has been – we're almost on our year position here, our birthday for being on WXRP Radio with Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology and co-host Juarez Jackson and Robin Howard. We have been here almost a year now. We're looking at almost a year, hitting a year, I believe in June, right, Robin? I'm not really sure. Robin, you can join in if you want to. So this was a WXRP show, so – But yeah, we're hitting almost a year, and we have literally interviewed all sorts of people, and we look to interview more. And there are people who ask literally every day they get on this show. So the show's getting hot, you know. The show's getting fire, and now other platforms are opening up where people want to bring us on and take us to their events and things like that. So I mean, we've gone from I started with Lori from Southern Barter Club, Lori Cheshire Sosa, and had her on, and we went through the BDPA. We've had Rashid Brown. We've had Steve Brown that came on and did our Future Is Now segment. We're probably going to have DeGracie come in and do something like that on a regular basis in the show format. We're looking to actually expand the show, so that may actually happen very soon, probably
right.
A lot sooner than later. You know, we have people who are interested in sponsoring the show. We got all sorts of stuff happening. It's really exciting. We have had, I mean, I could just name all the people who have been on as guests. But, Juarez, who are some of your favorite guests?
I say that, you know, Jerome Davis, when he talked about what he was doing and the coalition that he was building, you know, around some great just events, I was like, we definitely hit it off. I know Cameron Harris, he definitely was a good guest also as far as that organization is teaching people about a real resource, like we talked about earlier in the show, as far as something that you could use, something that's palatable, something that changes lives, you know, somebody get real-life training in this and SharePoint for them, and it's something that would, you know, bring them to that next level. I like what Jerome Davis is doing because he's bringing people on a real big networking event. So networking, to me, is very crucial. And then, like, what do you do after that networking, right? I love the show we had last week now with the three engineers, with Marcellus and Marcellus Haynes, Samson Horton, and Vivian Johnson. That was a fantastic show. It was like that needed to be a 2-hour show. And
of course
with Habisha and Kishan Myers, and yeah, we just had a lot of fabulous shows.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of guests. We had a lot of fun. I think you're my favorite guest. Like literally, you're my favorite.
Look at you trying to get brownie points. You know.
People, I'm excited about having you. I am so excited about having you here and just being a part of this and growing up.
We're going to take over the rest together, Pinky.
Like, I am. That would be awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, I think from the beginning, and this is kind of like a recap show, that we had the vision of, you know, I know you were already, you know, well-versed in radio and having your accomplishments. And, you know, me having my vision and you having your vision, which was always about, you know, volunteering and having that heart to help people, I think that speaks for itself. So it's true. It's relevant. And I think that's why people have been embracing it and listening and calling and asking and, you know, really promoting. So, yeah, I'm happy. This is a great space. I just love the accessibility that we're allowing people to have to all this great information. And I've even had former guests that tell me that they have started listening to the show, and they thank me for inviting them on because they're saying that, wow, they've got so much great information. I mean, we had James Harris, who is an elected official, really talk to you about how the election, the whole school board system works and how to get, into the actual process itself. I mean, we've had, you know, just X amount of guests that have provided information that was, you know, Sandra Carter, who was a, who talked about math tutoring and some of the needs within that field and some of availability as far as jobs that are available. So just,
I came up with a math problem related to Sandra Carter that made me actually think about her specifically. And here was my math problem. I called it the Floyd Mayweather factor.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I said, here is going to be a test that you use mathematically, and every time that you do a social media post, that you can calculate the numbers that you will see as your numbers in social media likes rise because you mentioned the word Floyd Mayweather.
Wow.
I said, the probability of your likes going up is just It's out the window. Because I literally have the most likes on and shares on any post I've ever done because I posted about Floyd Mayweather giving money away to African American businesses.
So
that's investing
the story you were talking about earlier that we didn't hear the whole part of it. Now that it comes full circle, it's like the whole show, people are going to get a certain zen. So that was the story. So Floyd Mayweather, Floyd the Money Team Mayweather, who I love him as a brilliant businessman, being able to buy his own image and his own have his own. I mean, this is like synonymous to buying your way out of indentured servitude or slavery, because he's literally showing you what when you have your own brand and you can manage your own brand, what kind of wealth you can amass and what kind of power you can amass. And what kind of philanthropy you can do. So my thing, and I've been like this for a lot of while, is, I want to get the wealth that I have, I want to use it to help other people. I don't want to be a person that's like, I just want to be wealthy for myself. You know what I'm saying? So my whole goal when I pray, when I talk, I think about it for helping other people. How can I help other people? My family, first and foremost, take care of them. But then, you know, how can I make an impact and reach out there and you know, help people, give them a positive whatever to make them, you know, be able to move forward.
You are a builder, and builders build the world. You're an engineer. You're a rocket scientist. You contribute to the growth of the universe. I mean, literally. You know, you make everyone's lives better simply by the job that you do. And you're such a humble person. It's so crazy.
Oh,
I mean, he's a heavily attractive man. He has this gorgeous family. His wife is drop-dead gorgeous. He's a six-figure earner plus or so, you know. He has his own business. He's a volunteer. He can build anything physically with his hands. You know, he's always talking about stuff. And then he's just as cool as he wants to be. You would think this guy would be stuck up. Like, he would be, he's the perfect person to be stuck up. Like, you would really think that when you look at him, he should be very ascot-wearing type of,
right.
You know.
Hey, don't be with the ascots, though. Don't hold ascots against me. I love ascots while you can. But, yeah, I don't, I mean, you know, it's funny, though. You talk about dress. So a lot of people don't understand, I think, the power of how you can mentally put yourself in a place. Because when I was at Redan Elementary, when I was at Miller Grove Junior High School, I actually pictured myself and I said, I'm going to start wearing slacks and button-downs to school. When people were wearing cross colors and different kind of things at school, I didn't, you know, try and get into any of that. I said, my phase is I want to be slacks and button-down. So I would go to school and literally I'd have people say, you know, why are you wearing your church clothes at school? You know, like, what's going on here? Did you forget them on or something? Why are you wearing your church clothes? So that was the, but I always had that kind of, I want to say vision, because it was vision because I wanted to see myself in a role. So I would put myself in that role by dressing like that role. Like, before I became owner of a company, I had thought of myself as a business owner, right? The first time before I even called the state and got a license, which was all it was to get, you know, to get started with a business, right? The first time I did that, the first time I reached out with that said license, and I was selling some furniture at the time, and I called my first manufacturer that I tried to get affiliated with. And I was so nervous. they said, can I help you? I said, yes, I would like to decorate my offices with your furniture. I said, offices. And I'm like, it's in my head, I'm like, that was so stupid. And she's like, yeah, sure, just send in your business license. I was like, oh, is this how easy this is? And then I started to come to some truths that businesses will always want to be in business to make money. Right? So that is a understanding that people have to have, that, you know, technology and business is going to be around. And the more you understand how that interacts with each other, the more you'll be profitable and be able to help people out.
You're just so awesome. I mean, really. just an awesome, awesome person. And just full of information, which I love because I am, of course, sapiosexual. I love information. So, listen, everybody, I don't know. Do we need to take another commercial break or are we good?
I think we might need another commercial break. So we have people out there that are paid money. So we got to honor that. So y'all listen and y'all promote and we'll be back. After
real short break. Short break.
We'll be back.
We'll be real quick.
It's a new year. Are you ready to lose weight, build lean muscle, and get healthy? Well, join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge and start losing weight in no time. With a money-back guarantee and a great track record of results, you have nothing to lose but weight. Body by Vi has become the number one fitness platform in America. For more information, call 404-229-5631 or go to DoloresCapehart.bodybyvi.com. Start losing the weight today.
Are you tired of your body sitting at work while your mind is on vacation? Well, let Roberts Travel Services take your body where your mind wants to go. From Tahiti for a romantic getaway to Vegas for a girl's getaway, Roberts Travel Services will take great care of you. Visit them at robertstourismservices.com or give them a call at 404-939-6638. That's 404-939-6638. And if you would like to help people see the world, make money while they do it, and receive travel perks as a travel agent, give Ms. Roberts a call at 404-939-6638. Roberts Travel Services. Let them help you see the world.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Computer. Hey, listen, we're back. This is Cairo Queen. I'll be with co-host Juarez Jackson. Listen, I have a meeting tomorrow with Microsoft so we can get the live A Taste of Technology kicked off again. So after this, I'm probably going to run back across town. But I have another meeting at 6:00 tonight. So, I mean, it's just all sorts of wonderful things happening. Juarez, what is the tap for you in the next 2 weeks?
In the next 2 weeks, I am all over the place. I'm going to be in Ohio next week. I'm going to be all over the place. I'm going to be like oxygen. I'm going to be everywhere. And I want to big up. I want to say a big shout out to anyone who is putting in cash and keep on sponsoring this program. So Body by Vi, you heard it on the break. I would definitely say sponsor that. I know people who are actually in that organization. And not only that, but I've actually used the products. I have some at home right now, and those protein shakes are pretty good. And I know somebody in the travel business that I think that other ad was referring to, and that also is a definite way to make some money. I think people are afraid of these network marketing opportunities, but I want to let people know that they are opportunities for people who go out there and, take it. You know, you can't just sit down and wait for them. But Juarez is going to be on the move. Like, you know, I can't stand still. I'm gonna be everywhere. So I'm going to try and make some big moves with actually FatherTrue.com. And in the next 2 weeks, I will be putting out some actual curriculum and actually putting myself down to some dates where I'll be doing some Skillshare and passing on some of these skills, God willing, to some other individuals regarding facilitation and also aeronautics. I have an aeronautics course I have for juniors that I want to get out there. So I have a couple things that I got coming out there. I'm going to have new release of some I didn't hear you.
I said I'm glad you said that because I got a partner.
I just heard you have a partner and what?
Company that is looking for you specifically.
Okay.
What's the thing with the air? So, yeah, I had a partner with you, a partner to introduce you to that is looking for you specifically to put
okay.
you on a government grant for exactly what you're doing right now.
Right. Okay.
So,
here I go. Here I am. It's just day to day.
It's been a great show, Warren. Thank you for, recapping everything that we've had going on and touching base with so many different things. And then, of course, touching lives. You know, we got about 5 more minutes. But that you said, you know, all these places are, you know, in the space of being able to advertise. If you would like to advertise and be a sponsor for this show specifically, because this show allows you to go into perpetual advertising, meaning that
right.
this will last between now and 10 years, and people can always find information about you online in one of these shows. You never know who's going to listen to the show. We have all sorts of people listen, all the way out to Jamaica already, right? So
Absolutely.
If you wanted advertising, then you can call. You can send us an email. Call me at 707-500-0198. Email me, Cairo Queen, that's CairoQueen@gmail.com. So it's Cairo like Egypt and Queen like Elizabeth, but with a W instead of a U, @gmail.com. So please feel free to get your business information out there, not only on our show where we tell people about you being a sponsor, but we'll also
That's
send
right.
it on social media, and we'll tell people online. So we'll do some extra stuff. Yes, get excited and come on and contribute to this platform
right.
and be a supporter and a sponsor because we'll support you also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of support, we have the co-host with the most, DeGratier, nonstop DeGrats, as I used to call him. And when I say this is a man of many talents, you've already had him on the show. Next week, I will be out of pocket, so he's going to step up. And when he steps up, you're going to get a guy who is full of energy, goes to Trinidad and outlasts everybody probably in the street. But he's just a real, real high-energy guy and really has a love for helping kids. And he's just a really genuine guy. We actually met at Lockheed Martin where he was an engineer doing some big things in Florida. And he lives in, Atlanta now. So a real cool guy that it really has a heart for engineering. So
that's
my
Brody.
Biggest thing is being around
somewhere
people
too.
Who love people, you know. You can't ever go wrong.
Yeah, he's an awesome person. We got to tease him about his Doctor Who birthday party. And I'm going to probably throw on some of that cyborg music. I have a song for him. DeGratier. Kind of like
I like it. He had he had some themes and I don't know if you saw, I was there, I showed up and I saw, I had all kind of intricate things like candy, mushrooms that were marshmallows made in cinnamon and all kind of stuff that made me proud to be his friend and kind of,
awesome too. Listen, we're going to be back next week, and we're going to have a great time with DeGratier Daniels, another engineer who is just awesome, and another coach from 100 Scholars Robotics, just reminding me to call Mr. Bart. Hey, listen, everybody, tune in next week. We'll be here at 8 o'clock, and I promise to be stationary where I not be floating in air and having no issues. So we're going to figure out a way to get stationary somewhere where I can make a phone call at 8 p.m. and call in or be in a studio, one of the two. So, listen, I have enjoyed the year with you all. I think we should go into year celebration mode. Like, every show, I should have some kind of year celebration until the birthday. And then have, like,
I'm
a birthday
it.
Back on the show.
I'm with it.
And by
all the sponsors who want to, you know, support Juarez in his year party, you could just send in, you know, send money to the station and take his care of Juarez and his partying. So, thank you in advance.
Well, Juarez, tell people some great things about you in closing, because I already did my plug for next week, and we're not going to get to talk to you for almost two. Well, you're going to call in next week, but still, we won't have you full out there, though.
FatherTrue.com. I'm a good guy most of the time.
He's a wonderful
guy? No, it's all about being a good guy. It's all about, you know. my grandma did say, if you can't be good, be careful. But I believe in just doing the right thing, you know. All the time. It makes more sense. You know, and the world is too small. It's way too small. So be good all the time.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. It's Technology Tuesday. We'll see you on the next one. This is Sky. Go live with Kyle. Go live with Kyle.